Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now with us. Tom, that was as entertaining of the last 3 minutes as you could imagine. You pulled the goalie. I thought your team executed almost to perfection there. Just couldn't get anything on goal.
No, again, I'm with you, Schultz. See, I just told the guys that was a heck of a hockey game. And nothing to hang your head on. You play like that, you win a lot of games. But this is that time of year. It was no easy ice. It was just a good hockey game. They happened to get the extra goal. We had some chances. They had some chances. You know, we got some looks on the 6-on-5. And we just didn't convert, but we had some good looks. So, no. You know what, Schultz? Yeah, I'm fine with the game. I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I'm at peace with it. Just be ready to go tomorrow. They're gonna step it up. We got to step it up. I mean, so that's all.
First period, there were 7 total faceoffs. You'd think that
I've never coached a game. I don't think I've ever coached a game with 7 faceoffs.
No kidding. You'd think, though, just looking at that stat, that it would be end-to-end and there'd be all sorts of shots. There was a total of 8. Everybody played sound structurally defensively and didn't allow anything there in that first period, did they?
No, 100%.
You get the power play going there. That bench had to feel pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, again, whatever, Schultz. That seemed like 100 years ago when we lost the game. So I don't want to sit there and dwell on it. Great, we got a power. Hey, they got a power play goal. I don't care if it said 0-for-1. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Schultz? That was a power play goal they got. So they were 1-for-1. We were 1-for-1.
They score the 2 there in the second. Then they score 1 in the third. A 3-to-1 game can be insurmountable in this building. How important was it to answer just over a minute later?
Well, it was great. And you know why? It was Hampus. It was Jonesy. And it was Sammy. And we got some guys belly aching on the bench. And I was frustrated. All those guys, you know what did is they went and executed. We were trying to stretch. We went and stretched. Get the puck to the weak side, open it up a little bit. They do it and they score. You know, you can't worry and you can't complain about things you can't control, you know. And sometimes, again, hockey players, again, get frustrated because the other team makes them frustrated. Well, what are you going to do about it, you know? And those guys went and did something about it.
You have played a lot of freshmen, especially freshman defensemen, a lot of minutes, a lot of shifts so far this year. How have shifts at North Dakota, how have shifts at Mariucci prepared those guys for what this last month is going to be like?
Well, I think that, again, those guys are good hockey players coming in. So, in their experience right now, they're battle tested. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to have faith in them because they're playing.
Best of luck tomorrow
night,
Schultz.
Tom
Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications post game show.